Have you ever gotten lost in Edmonton? Wayfinding could be just the thing you need. Today at Executive Committee, Council discussed wayfinding, and though they didn't make any major moves, they did allow the project to inch ever forward. So, what is wayfinding?
Wayfinding refers to a system of maps, applications, and signs that help citizens and visitors navigate public and private realms that they are not familiar with. Good wayfinding helps people explore with confidence.
Okay, that sounds simple enough, right? Map, a sign, something with one of those little "you are here" signs to help you know where you are. Let's get one more definition.
My name is Tim Quaringesser, and I'm the president of the Edmonton Wayfinding Society.
Here's what Tim had to say about what wayfinding is.
Wayfinding is not just signs and maps. Wayfinding is an amplifier, an accelerator, and an enabler.
Edmonton is really lucky to have somebody like Tim. Wayfinding information for citizens or tourists in Edmonton has been confusing and really lacks consistency. In April 2013, Tim decided to do something about it. He started the Edmonton Wayfinding Project, and together with a whole bunch of other interested citizens, they've engaged people, they've conducted surveys, they've connected with experts in other cities, and they've really pushed for collaboration with city administration.
I'd like to thank you for hearing my presentation, and thank Trina and Ian with the city. Our collaboration on the reports you're considering today should serve as a model for the city engaging with its citizens.
Tim and his colleagues in the Wayfinding Project have really pushed the city to take a look at something that could otherwise have been just completely ignored. They've really shone a light on wayfinding in Edmonton. The city is now in a position where it can talk confidently about why wayfinding is important to Edmonton, and they have a strategy proposed for how to move it forward. Now, of course, whenever a strategy like this comes to council, one of the big questions becomes, how much is it going to cost?
The questions I have, though, are about the costing, as with everything else.
Yep, it's always about the cost. Councillor Oshry also had a lot of questions for administration about just how much it might cost to implement the wayfinding strategy.
Why do we have to do something that's $20,000 a sign? I mean, I understand it's got to last for longer, it's going to be used by more people, but in something like this where, you know, technology is changing, you know, I think the report said 56% use cell phones, that's obviously going to go up, there's going to be other technology. We're not sure if this is even needed in 10 years from now. Why would we not look at doing, I don't mean cheaper in a negative tone of cheaper, but just a more cost-effective, why don't we look at a more cost-effective way of carrying out a project like this?
The strategy that council considered today puts the overall cost of implementing the wayfinding strategy at around $10 million. Now that includes the development of signs, apps, plans, and a whole bunch of other work. It also includes the rollout of hundreds of physical signs. A big chunk of that cost, about $5.5 million, is slated for the installation of maps at each existing LRT or transit station. Council heard about options for funding the project, and three main ones were considered. Direct funding, which council would of course need to approve, incremental funding, which would mean that signs only appear as projects are completed, so it would look really disjointed until there was enough coverage, and the third one was revenue generation, which could be in the form of sponsorship or advertising. Finally, rollout options were also discussed, such as focusing on downtown first or other areas later. Now, Tim in the Wayfinding Project made the case that really this system needs to be coordinated and implemented across the board. So ignoring the pedway system, for instance, to try to save money would ultimately do a disservice to what wayfinding could bring to Edmonton.
And finally, our survey and pilot work in the business case research shows that the development of a coordinated system of wayfinding information for Edmonton would be a positive and timely investment for our city.
The business case is clear. Implementing the wayfinding strategy would offer a positive benefit to cost proposition, a way to improve the local economy, and would contribute overall to city livability. Now, what about managing and governing the wayfinding strategy going forward? One of the ideas that was discussed today was the need for a so-called wayfinding czar, or a role called the wayfinding system manager in the detailed strategy. Harry Finnegan, who worked on wayfinding in Winnipeg, and he spoke to council today, said he wished they had implemented a similar position in Winnipeg. Ultimately, though, administration went against that today.
I think in terms of a czar, as was stated, there would be too much emphasis and power in one person or
Ian's
one office.
Clearly.
And that could be the case. But I think it's a shared responsibility as we move through those projects, and so it's bringing that lens. And to have the vision first and foremost is important, and
that
the
is,
understanding.
That is the 5 points for a correct one city answer, I think. Right, Mr. Farbrother?
So as cool as it sounds, unfortunately, you won't be Edmonton's next wayfinding czar. So what's next? Well, to some degree, the city's going to move ahead as planned.
So we have a work program that we've set for ourselves where, for example, we're looking at creating a design manual. That is in our work program now. But as we come to spending larger amounts of money, we certainly will be back here for that authorization.
Yes, back to money. There are 4 capital profiles being recommended for funding in the proposed 2015 to 2018 capital budget, and that's likely when we'll hear about wayfinding next. If those 4 profiles were funded, that would enable the city to complete roughly 60% of the wayfinding strategy. Which means if wayfinding is important to you, you need to let your councillor know that they need more funding behind this project. For more on wayfinding in Edmonton, check out the City of Edmonton's website at edmonton.ca/wayfinding, and be sure to look at the Edmonton Wayfinding Society at edmontonwayfindingproject.com and on Twitter at wayfindyeg.